The following program is sponsored by Retirement Solutions Group.
This is Retire Right with Alan Becker and the Retirement News Network's Megan Mozak. Alan is the president and CEO of the Retirement Solutions Group. With more than 18 years of financial experience, Alan and his team will help preserve and maintain his clients' way of life and the legacy they leave behind. This is Retire Right with Alan Becker on the Retirement News Network.
Hi, it's Megan Mozak from the Retirement News Network, joined by Alan Becker of Retirement Solutions Group. You can reach out to Alan and the great team at RSG by calling today. Here's the phone number, 913-685-9422. If you have money questions or retirement questions for Alan, make sure you dial today, 913-685-9422. And I'm sure if you're listening to our show today, you've thought a lot about retirement. And that means you've probably heard a lot of information about annuities. Now, some of it's hype, some of it is just half-truth, and some of it really is good, genuine information. But few retirement-related subjects are as controversial or more polarizing than annuities. They really can help people. They can be a tremendous benefit in the right situations. But sometimes they're not suitable for everyone. So, Ellen, I want to talk about this. Why do you think annuities cause such an emotional response for people?
Megan, it is so polarizing, and I appreciate all our listeners, and I'm hoping they're listening intently on today's show, because annuities are like the misunderstood financial product, and they have a lot of value. And when we're talking about annuities, the definition is a guaranteed income you cannot live. But there's a securities version and there's an insurance version. And a lot of times you're working with a financial professional or person or an insurance agent that only either sells that product or doesn't sell that product. And so think about what I'm saying. If somebody doesn't offer a certain product, they're probably going to tell you it's no good. Like if you go to a Ford dealer and ask him if you should buy a Chevy, he's probably going to say no. So you got to know who you're talking to and what they offer. Same thing if you go to an investment advisor that is not allowed to, because of their broker-dealer relationship, offer annuities, or maybe they only use variable products and not fixed. They're going to tell you those are bad inherently without giving you reasons. So here at Retirement Solutions Group, we're of the mindset that you need to work with somebody who is both licensed in securities and insurance for several reasons. One is protection. When we think about our assets, so we think about money, it's a real simple thought process to say, all right, money is something I need to take care of my necessities. Well, let's go a little further. What are your necessities? We're talking about food, clothing, utilities, the lifeblood to keep you going through retirement or pre-retirement. Well, we also use money to cover our luxuries, the things that give us relief, stress-free, you know, vacations and things of that. So our wants as well as our needs. Maybe we want to get a new technology, this, that, and the other. And we don't necessarily need a bigger TV, but we want one. So it gives us that ability. And it also gives us the ability to impact others through our churches, our charities, our children's, and being able to either donate our time because we have the money already to do things, or donate our money because we don't have the time and we want to help somebody. So money has a lot of impact for people. It's what that money does and who it impacts that's important. Could be yourself, could be the spouse that you leave behind. It could be, again, your church, children, and charity. So you need to make sure that you're a good steward of your money. So when it comes to annuities, they're just a vehicle. They're a tool to help you get to and through retirement, one that is designed, in essence, to cover one of the biggest concerns that retirees have, which is the idea of running out of money. So if you can get a guaranteed income stream that could assist you so you don't run out of money, that could have a lot of value, right?
Absolutely, it could. Okay, so nice overview on annuities, the good, sometimes, you know, the bad if it's not in the right situation. We know that there are a ton of misconceptions out there about annuities. Why do you think they're the source of so much confusion for so many people, Alan?
Going with what we're just talking about, Megan, a lot of people, if they don't offer a product and tell you to stay away from it, my first advice for today would be, if somebody gives you an absolute, annuities are bad, go away from that advisor, firm, person, et cetera, because they're not giving you a reason. They're just saying they're bad. And no product is inherently bad. There are bad uses of tools and vehicles. I mean, if all you need is a hammer, but you don't have one, you have a fork, well, that's probably not going to work too well. So you need to make sure you're using the right tool for the right job. So we have fixed annuities. Fixed annuities operate a lot like certificates of deposits. They're just with insurance companies, and they do have a guarantee association backing them up to $250,000. But the idea of a fixed annuity is you're going to get 2% in interest for the next 3 years. No more, no less. It's just going to pay 2%. And then at the end of that 2 years or 3 years or 5 years or whatever the period of time you purchase that multi-year guaranteed annuity, you're going to be able to either renew it or, you know, take it and do something else with it. So it operates very much like a certificate of deposit. Typically, they're paying a little bit higher interest than the certificate of deposit, but that is one way to use annuity. Another is a single premium immediate annuity. I'm not a big fan of these. Some people love them. The concept is you give a chunk of money to an insurance company, and then they chop it up and give it back to you for a period of time. Could be 10 years, could be the rest of your life. You choose. It's how most pensions operate. The downside is you typically lose control of the asset. You just get the income stream. And that's where a lot of people like myself fall short, is I want to maintain control of how the asset performs if possible. And then there's also variable annuities that are securities products, so they do have risk involved. The one that I gravitate the most towards is an indexed annuity. And an indexed annuity gives you the ability to have a portion of the upside of the market, but you eliminate the downside of the market. So your money's not actually in the market. It's just based on an index. Could be any number of indexes out there. So as you're listening to today's show, maybe you've looked at annuities in the past. Maybe you're, for some reason, you should ask yourself what that reason is, or are just totally against the idea of even looking at an annuity. Or maybe you already own one. No matter what direction you're coming from, it's probably time to have somebody sit down and go over the current annuities that are out there, what's available, to see if it's something that you should be considering for your retirement. And that is one of the avenues that we look at when conducting our roundtable retirement review. So for the first 10 callers on today's show, we want to assist you with a no-cost, no-obligation consultation where we're going to help you through our proprietary roundtable retirement review, where we're going to help build your retirement castle, where you are the king and queen of your castle, and we just help with the advisory for that. And that includes income planning, investment planning, tax efficiency, and healthcare, so that we can take and assist you in transferring your assets to your legacy in the most fashionable way possible. And that all happens with a phone call to 913-685-9422. Again, 913-685-9422. Call us today so we can help you get to and through retirement. 913-685-9422.
And Alan has a great website. I want to direct you there as well. Simply go to retirerightkc.com. That's retirerightkc.com. While you're there, don't forget to check out information about his dinner seminars. You can get registered. They do fill up quickly, so make sure you check that out today. Go to retirerightkc.com. And today we're going over scenarios when an annuity might make the most sense for you. And Alan, we know every single situation is different, but generally speaking, when might an annuity be a great solution?
Keeping the right type of annuity, Megan, but an annuity may be a great solution if your number one fear is running out of money, or if you're a CD type investor, somebody who's conservative. The idea of an annuity is on a risk table, meaning 100 being extremely risky and volatile and 1 being no risk at all, a fixed or fixed index annuity is a 1. There is no risk to principal, okay? A lot of people look at annuities and misunderstand them and think that, oh, it's a liquidity issue, and if I put my money in the annuity, I can't get to it. Well, I'm here to tell our listeners that if we're looking at, for example, an IRA, and you want to put that IRA inside the annuity, your money in the IRA is not liquid anyway. You haven't paid taxes on it, and those taxes are going to be due 100%. It comes out as ordinary income. So positioning a IRA, a 401k, or some sort of tax-deferred account inside the annuity, well, that adds a lot of value because it can take your required minimum distributions over the age of 70 and help you have that systematically coming to you. If you're somebody who wants to retire and replace income, it can give you that systematic income, systematic meaning monthly, quarterly, semi-annually, annually. Those checks are coming in like clockwork for the rest of your life and your spouse's life. So in essence, it can help eliminate the number one fear of retirees, which is running out of money. Now, I'm not saying you put all of your assets into an annuity. That would not be the very fiduciary approach, okay? You need to have liquidity. But sitting down with someone and going through a complete planning process and figuring out which dollars you're going to pull for what reason, and if you're one of those that says, you know, the income that I need for my necessities and potentially the income you need for your wants should be coming in every month for the rest of your life, but on a guaranteed basis. That's the person or persons that would potentially look at an annuity to give them that added comfort in retirement. And that's where we look at utilizing annuities inside someone's portfolio. You can do that without annuities, but you can't do it where you can guarantee the income. I mean, if you're going to use securities-based portfolios, we do that here, and that's fantastic. And you've got to look at the reoccurring revenue that that portfolio is producing, but you have to be open to corrections in the market. Markets go down. Annuities, fixed and fixed index, to clarify, the worst you can ever do is zero. So a zero return in a negative market is actually a good thing.
So how do you make sure then that your client understands their financial picture and they're really having a firm grasp on how much income they're going to need in retirement, Alan?
Well, Megan, that's where we're going to take and help them and assist them through our roundtable retirement process, our proprietary program that we've put together to give people a written document, a written plan to help them to and through retirement. And that's going to consist of looking at a budget analysis to figure out how much money that you plan on spending in retirement, figuring out the bucket list and the purpose of those dollars. Because our belief here at Retirement Solutions Group is money ultimately only has two purposes. You're either going to spend it. So what are you going to spend it on? And second, you're going to give it away. So who are you going to give it to? And we want to maximize both of those two areas to make sure you can do what you want for the rest of your life. What I see too often, and we saw this a lot in 2008, were people that were just kind of following others. And when the corrections happened, that they had to make choices that may not have been in line with the masses. They may have stayed back at work, go back to work, you know, not retiring when they want to, cutting out vacations, just not living that retirement that they had planned on because of something outside their control. Utilizing an annuity on the income piece of retirement is a very smart thing to do if you are okay with the idea of consistent income for the rest of your life and eliminating the downside. Well, a lot of people in retirement, they want less risk and they're okay with that. I find a lot of advisors out there like to dilute portfolios with bonds. And, you know, for 30 years, we had a fairly decent bond market. That's over. We do not have that bull market going anymore. So an annuity, even then, but especially now, is a much better solution to help people get the ups of the market without any risk, without any downside. And it's just, you know, it's a kind of an all-weather alternative to get through the bad times in the market. Here at Retirement Solutions Group, we've put together our proprietary roundtable retirement process to help give you a blueprint, a document to follow as you go to and through retirement. I've always learned from my parents, from my experience, that you need to inspect what you expect. And the best way to do that is to have the numbers, to look at what you've created all your life and figure out what you're going to pull from where at what time based on tax efficiency, based on the income you need, so that you don't run out of money. That is the basis behind the roundtable retirement process. So I hope that you would call us at 913-685-9422 so you can find out the solutions to take care of your family so you don't run out of money in retirement, so you know where you're going to get that next check and how it's going to come in for the rest of your life. That's why we have created the Roundtable Retirement Process, and we know that it will help your family if you take the time to look into it. So please call us today at 913-685-9422. That's 913-685-9422. 22.
Why do so many people buy annuities? How do you know if an annuity might work in your plan? Alan explains how annuities can help solidify a shaky retirement income picture up next.
This is Retire Right with Alan Becker on the Retirement News Network.
Retirement is full of decisions. Decisions you need to make before you actually retire. When should you take Social Security? Are you too heavily invested in the market? Have you saved enough? Join the team from Retirement Solutions Group and RSG Investments as they lead a discussion about these factors and more, all while Retirement Solutions Group treats you to a complimentary dinner at Jay Gilbert's in Overland Park. You pick the date, 6 p.m. on Tuesday, April 3rd or Thursday, April 5th at Jay Gilbert's in Overland Park. Reservations are required, so call 913-286-7116 to reserve your seat today. That's 913-286-7116. Seating is limited, so call now to learn more about these events and how you can attend. Retirement Solutions Group, 913-286-7116 or online at retirerightkc.com. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC. AE Wealth Management, Retirement Solutions Group, and RSG Investments are not affiliated companies.
This is Retire Right with Alan Becker on the Retirement News Network.
Hello, it's Megan Mozak from the Retirement News Network. Always a pleasure to be here with Alan Becker of Retirement Solutions Group. And he can help you build the retirement you've always envisioned for yourself. Call today, 913-685-9422. That's 913-685-9422. Now, if you've got a projected income shortfall in your retirement plan, or maybe you're just simply worried about outliving your assets, so many people are, you might be weighing today whether an annuity is the right way to help make up that difference. So we're exploring that, some of the scenarios where an annuity really might make the most sense. Alan, give me an example of someone who might be able to incorporate annuity into their overall strategy.
After over 20 years in this industry, Megan, I found that a lot of people get less and less risky the older they get. What I mean by that is you don't see as many 60 and 70 year olds bungee jumping as you do 20 year olds. Typically, the retiree or those that are getting ready to retire tend to go to bed a little earlier, get up a little earlier. They're a little more responsible, fiscally responsible as well. So we find that as we get older and that risk tolerance starts to come down a little bit, that people are open to having some safety, being conservative with a portion of their assets. Some people, that percentage that they're willing to be safer with might be smaller than others. Some people, it's a much larger number. Everybody is unique and individual when it comes to their own planning. So here at Retirement Solutions Group, we have a conversation with somebody, we figure out what their tolerance is, and that's how we guide them. So if you are more on the conservative side, an annuity could be a great vehicle to help with the consistency of your income, as well as give you some growth without any risk. And these are not our parents' annuities. These annuities today have some great indexing strategies that are involved in them. So let me give you some examples. We're used to looking at annuities and being told that we're going to give up a lot of the upside, which is one of the reasons people shy away from them. And what I'm referring to is that maybe you have a 3% cap or a 5% cap. What that means is that might be the highest amount of interest you can achieve in that vehicle. Well, that doesn't sound real exciting if you're limited to say 3% or 5%. But a lot of those annuities, and some of them more than others, if you have a lower interest rate cap, that would be the beneficiary's money potentially, you might have a much higher benefit for income. There's annuities out there for income purposes that roll up around 7%. Now, when I say 7%, that will perk up a lot of people's ears because, oh, wow, we can get a fixed interest rate of 7%. The caveat here is that's for income. So annuities can be confusing. You have to understand them. So if somebody is wanting to have a good income stream, then we would use an annuity to give them that peace of mind, that income stream. Now, other indexing caps might be ones that will pay 2% per month. Now, you have to be more consistent on that type of annuity where it has to be for the whole year, be up, up, up. But we've had several years like that now. So let's think about 2% times 12. That gives you the potential inside that annuity to make 24% in a year. Is that really that limiting? Well, if you've seen an annuity produce 17, 18, 20% returns, which I have, it makes you realize that you can get the growth you want in retirement without the risk. And some of these have bonuses. Some of these have riders on them that can give you additional benefits like long-term care. So there's a lot of great features inside these annuities. And I've seen people that would not qualify for long-term care for diseases, disorders, medical conditions, physical conditions, that are able to get a long-term care benefit through their annuity because there's no health question. So lots of reasons to look at annuities.
And that's good to know. So, you know, Alan, when people are looking at their portfolio, what types of financial objectives do you see that they have with their own portfolios? What are they really trying to accomplish here?
Well, you know, everybody's a little unique, but at the end of the day, they're not. They're trying to get growth and they're trying not to run out of money. But that's where the art comes in, because they want to do that with by being a good steward of their money within their own tolerance. So they want to be comfortable. You know, we don't all just want to go up to the local big financial planning firm that's on every street corner by the same name and just follow that path because that's what everyone else is doing. A lot of us, we want that individual planning. We want somebody to sit down with us and address all the areas so we know what we're going to do about our health insurance and our long-term care coverage, what we're doing about taxes. So it's not just about the return on investments. It's also about the reliability of income. And we find that that is the true meaning of ROI in the golden year. That's why I wrote a book with exactly that title, because what I'm trying to help people understand is there are a lot of ways to get you from the starting point to the finishing point, and they don't always involve risk. So when we're talking about investments, some people want the bond portfolio. Some people want to own the bonds. Some people want to own the ETFs or the mutual funds or the bond portfolios. Others want to own companies. Others want to own in the mutual funds or own in a different fashion. Whatever it is that you as the investor wants to look at, you need to be working with a fiduciary, somebody that's working for you, has your best interest in mind, and understands that money is a tool and it's helping you to take care of your family, to take care of your legacy, and to take care of yourself with your needs and your wants. And you need to be doing that where you can sleep at night and you understand why you're invested in the way you are, not just because somebody tells you to do it. So there's a lot of different ways to set up a portfolio. There's a lot of different ways to get to the end point. Here at Retirement Solutions Group, we want you to get to that point in the most comfortable way you want to get there, not the way we want you to. And hopefully those are somewhat lined up. That's why we created our roundtable retirement process. And for the first 10 callers on today's show, we want to make sure that you get front of the line to the calendar, that we make time for you. And if you're not ready to come into the calendar, let the people on the phone know that you're ready to go to one of our workshops. And you can come in a nice environment and get your questions answered that way before coming in and seeing us. But the end result, we want you to come in and take part of our roundtable retirement process so you have a written plan to follow to get you to and through retirement. And this is at no cost and no obligation, so there's nothing to lose but a few moments to pick up the phone and get the process started. 913-685-9422. That's 913-685-9422. Do it for yourself. Do it for your family. Just do it today. 913-685-9422.
Alan's website, if you haven't visited yet, this is a really good resource. If you're just starting to think about retirement planning, go to retirerightkc.com. That's retirerightkc.com. Alan, what are some unexpected sources of income that we can find in retirement?
Well, there's several unexpected sources of income in retirement, Megan, one of them being an inheritance. It's probably the most common. I think sometimes we get bonuses when we're working, and you know, sometimes people have a gambling win or a lottery winning of some sort, but the typical one is inheritance. And depending if that inheritance is qualified, which means no taxes have been paid on it, or it's non-qualified, that kind of depends on how you're going to use that money. That really would have a lot of bearing on that. For example, if the money's coming from an IRA, you have what's called a beneficiary IRA, and you now have the obligation to take forced distribution off of that IRA at this point going forward. It has nothing to do with 70 and a half unless it was from a spouse. If it came from anybody else, you have forced distribution no matter what age. And there are a few insurance companies that will allow for beneficiary IRAs to be inside annuities. So that may be something that you could look at. When we're talking about non-qualified funds, and when I mean non-qualified, you've already paid taxes on those dollars. When we're talking about non-qualified money, we're talking about money that you've already paid taxes on, or your whoever you've inherited that from has already paid taxes on. Then we want to look at those dollars and figure out where best we could utilize them, because that money will only be taxed on the gains. If you put them inside an annuity, that may or may not be the best move, because you need to establish your income with your own qualified dollars before using an inheritance, because you still are limiting your access to money inside an annuity. That limitation is usually about 10% a year. So we're big on making sure people have an emergency fund, have access to their income streams and what they need, and use the annuity as part of the plan. One thing we've witnessed way too many times here in Kansas City is people will go to a seminar. And this really doesn't matter how the person's licensed that they're talking to, but that firm or that person in the firm will be giving a presentation at a venue. It could be a college course. It could be at a restaurant. But what they're focusing on is the annuity of the day, so to speak. And they're telling you about the great bonuses it provides. And so people, especially DIYers, will go in, buy that annuity because of some bonus, and then they don't understand what they bought, how it's going to work, why they're, you know, how they're going to utilize it inside their plan, because they actually don't have a plan. They just bought a product. And we fix that probably more than anything else. So I want to tell our listeners very clearly, an annuity needs to be part of an overall plan. Don't purchase it independently, or what will happen is you have a product that you may not know how to utilize appropriately inside of your portfolio. And annuities can be great solutions. They can also be great hindrances not set up correctly.
So, Alan, how can you make sure your retirement plan is actually tax efficient? You know, a lot of talk about taxes these days. Can an annuity help with that possibly?
Absolutely. Tax efficiency is another core area of Retirement Solutions Group at RSG Investments. It's something that I'm very passionate about. I don't think anybody has to pay more taxes than the law demands. Taxes are forced extractions, not voluntary contributions. So tax efficiency is one of the biggest parts of our retirement plan, because taxes being on sale right now. And what I mean by that is when Congress says, hey, we're going to come out with a tax plan, because it cost money, it put a deficit into the tax plan, it can only be in effect for 10 years. And then there's a sundowner law. So either we have a situation where we get a new president in 3 more years and they go at the tax code, or it runs its course and goes for the full 10 years. But for right now, for the majority of the American people, taxes are on sale right now. And inside annuity, it's a tax-deferred vehicle. I've often kind of joked the old idea, which comes first, the chicken or the egg? We have the same issue with the annuity. Which came first, the IRA or the annuity? They operate very similar. So don't just put your non-qualified money into an annuity to avoid taxes. That could oftentimes lock up money that you needed for buying cars, going on vacations, being more tax efficient than just taking it off your bottom line. This is one of those parts of our roundtable retirement process. I encourage you to come in, get your questions answered, but challenge us. Be skeptical. Ask those questions. We are capable of answering them, and we look forward to the opportunity. So for the first 10 callers on today's show, you're going to get front of the line to our calendar. Call now, 913-685-9422. That's 913-685-9422.
Well, they aren't the solution to every problem, but there are some common scenarios where an annuity might be the right fit in a retirement portfolio. We'll explore how an annuity can complement a diversified portfolio with Alan up next.
You're listening to Retire Right with Alan Becker on the Retirement News Network. You're listening to Retire Right with Alan Becker on the Retirement News Network.
Hi, Megan Mozak from the Retirement News Network here with Alan Becker of Retirement Solutions Group, conveniently located for you right at 435 in Metcalf in Overland Park. I want to give you Alan's phone number. If you have retirement or money questions for him, dial 913-685-9422. That number again, 913-685-9422. Today, Alan's walking us through several scenarios where an annuity might make sense. Now, we know annuities aren't right for everyone, and they aren't always going to be what you need in your portfolio, but there are some instances where they could be a really great fit. So, Alan, how can an annuity help you achieve diversification in your portfolio?
Well, diversification, Megan, is just having different vehicles to rely on in retirement. So adding this piece into your retirement, you know, you might be using real estate and bond accounts, health savings accounts, Social Security pension, tax-exempt accounts like Roth IRAs. You have taxable accounts, and then you have your IRAs. Using an annuity, it's just another piece of the puzzle that may really help you get to and through retirement without all the concerns and worries. So we really like to look at them. I was just talking to Amy at the office here. She works with us, has been here for a long time, great member of the team. And she was telling me that somebody had called in for the radio and requested a copy of our book. That book being Return on Investments or Reliability Income, The True Meaning of ROI in the Golden Years. And he had replied back as he was going to a workshop. He said, you know, I wasn't thinking an annuity would ever be anything I would consider, but after reading Alan's book, I can see where that's something that I should really consider. So I strongly encourage our listeners to pick up a copy of Return on Investment or Reliability of Income, because it does talk about the true meaning of ROI in the golden years. And we want to make sure that you understand you're purposing your money, that you should use your dollars for what you want them to be for, because we find that money only has those two purposes that we've talked about earlier, which is either you're going to give it away, and who are you giving it to? Are you affecting churches and charities and children that, you know, the more you can give, the more impact you can make? Are you infecting your own family, either your surviving spouse, your kids, your grandkids? You want to do that in the most impactful way possible. So there's so much riding on us making such good decisions. And a lot of us are scared not to, you know, make the wrong decision, right? But sometimes we don't even act because we don't want to make a bad decision. That's why there's people like myself out there that are fiduciaries, that are duly licensed in the insurance world and the securities world, so that we can help you with those tough questions. And using our experience over this last 20 years and, you know, where other people may have had issues that we've learned from, we can take that knowledge and that experience and help you get to and through retirement. That's pretty much the groundwork of the creation of the Roundtable Retirement Process, giving somebody the blueprints to get to and through retirement. So diversification, you know, it's not just having things all over the place. It's having things that move differently than others. You know, an annuity where you can't lose any value, where it goes up for income even if the market goes down, that gives some protection against the market downside. So that's what diversification is all about.
Okay, that makes sense, Alan. What are some strategies, other strategies that we could use to help our nest egg last, right? It lasts as long as we need it to.
Well, you can use different types of annuities that have different purposes, different indexes. So, you know, you don't necessarily want to put everything in one annuity. There's a lot of great annuities out there. And I've had clients that have looked at one annuity and decided they didn't want to use any others, even for large sums of money. It's understanding with your advisor what the purpose of your dollars are, and then figuring out what dollars at what time. And understand, interest rates are, they change, right? They come out at different times. So if you buy an annuity in a lower interest rate environment, you might have to lock in at a lower guaranteed minimum. So sometimes getting annuities at different times. I mean, when we set up a client, let's say we put $1 million and use a fixed index annuity, we always do that in four or five contracts. The reason being is they're like little faucets. And, you know, when you're 80 years old, 85 years old, and that faucet's running, but you're not running as fast as you used to, maybe you don't need as much money. We want to be able to turn some faucets off, turn some faucets on, so it gives us better distribution control. So that's another big red flag I see, is if somebody wants to put everything in one annuity, that's bad. We like to set them up in separate annuities, so it's, we're looking at the long term to make sure you can utilize those funds in the best way possible for your family, because you need to make sure that you're, again, a good steward and you're taking care of your family. You know, listening to Retire Right with Alan Becker, you've got to be, especially if you've been doing this every week, there's got to be a time to act. Well, I'm encouraging you to act today, because annuities are a very confusing topic. It's one of those topics that people, you know, have very strong opinions of, but a lot of times for the wrong reasons. You should investigate to find if an annuity is the right option. And so if you call today, one of the parts of our Roundtable Retirement Process, our proprietary Roundtable Retirement Process, is a roundtable review, which includes reviewing your existing annuities or the options of new or current annuities. And, you know, for those of you that already have annuities, maybe you've had them for a long time, you know, just like you'd buy a new car, upgrade it, get the new model, you have the ability to do that with some of those annuities, especially if they're out of surrender charge. So I encourage you, be one of our next 10 callers on today's show. There's no cost, there's no obligation, but you should be able to impact your family in a better way by having this information. So call today at 913-685-9422. That's 913-685-9422.
And you can always go online if you'd like to find out more about Alan and the team at Retirement Solutions Group. Just reach out. Go to RetireRightKC.com. That's RetireRightKC.com. If you'd like to attend one of Alan's dinner workshops, you're welcome to do that. And that's where you can get registered. Go to that website, RetireRightKC.com. Today, we're exploring annuities and when it might make sense to include one in your own retirement income plan. You know, Alan, some people say they don't like annuities because they're simply too expensive. What do you think about that?
I'm glad you asked that question, Megan, because I do think that question is one of the things that keeps people away from annuities is the misunderstanding. Fixed and fixed index annuities are insurance products. So think for a minute. Have you ever wrote a check to your car insurance or your homeowner's insurance person or even your life insurance person for the cost of their services? Not for the product, but for the cost of the services. And the answer is no, because that industry is one that works through commission. And the commission is paid by the insurance carrier, not by the client. So it's built into the model of the product. Now, what I'm talking about is the baseline product. I'm not talking about the riders or anything else. Then when we get to riders, what we're looking at on a fixed or fixed index type of annuity, you're getting something for the value that you're paying. For example, the typical rider cost is somewhere on 1% or less on average. And if you're paying 1% because you're getting a guaranteed 7% for income purposes, or you're getting a long-term care benefit, or you're getting a 4% roll-up on your death benefit. I mean, you're getting a benefit that you feel is worth that 1%. Well, let me take that to another industry. If you go out and buy mutual funds, the internal mutual fund costs on most mutual funds is around 1% on average. So you're paying 1% that you don't know you're paying over there, and here there's a 1% cost, or maybe you have you've got a financial advisor and he's charging 1%. Could be in addition to or including the 1% of the mutual funds, but you're still paying 1%. It's the same thing. It's not costing you any more. It's just a different vehicle providing diversification. So fees and costs, they're a lot of times misunderstood. And, you know, here in America, we like transparency until we get it. And that's the other problem. We'll go buy an annuity, which is an insurance product that gives you a contract. So the insurance company's held to that contract. We'll go buy a stock, a bond, a mutual fund, a portfolio. We'll end up with a prospectus that we don't ever read, the most of us, and we don't really understand. And it actually comes at a later time on not even, you know, solid paper half the time. But because it doesn't come at the time of the sale, it doesn't, you know, we're not supposed to necessarily read through the prospectus. Most people don't. That we're comfortable. We're used to that work, but we're not used to the contract. Or it feels more confusing. So summary of that is annuities really aren't more expensive. A lot of times they're less expensive. Now, that being said, when we go to the variable annuity, a variable annuity is a securities product and they do have a lot of internal fees. So they take the cost of being an insurance product and the cost of being a securities product, throw them in together. And I would say stay away from the variable annuities. What's the word variable mean? It means it varies, which means you can lose value. So not a fan of variable annuities because of the fees, because of the expenses, and because you can lose money. So I would agree with those people that say annuities are expensive if they're talking about variable products. I would not agree if we're talking about fixed or fixed index products. There are many of them out there that don't even have a cost to the consumer.
So, Alan, those fees on the variable annuities, what kind of impact are we talking here? And should people review what they have so they know exactly the type of impact these fees are really having?
Oh, yes. I mean, Megan, we sit down as part of our roundtable retirement process, and oftentimes we'll call the current annuity custodian with a form that we have with a lot of questions listed out, and we let the variable annuity company tell us everything about the contract with the client with us, so that what's happening is they're telling you what the fees are, the costs are, and most people are not even aware of what they're paying. And that can really eat at your retirement. Even though you may have a guaranteed income rider on there and that's what you're looking at, a lot of times those income riders could have been higher if you would have used a fixed product. And just like I was implying earlier, if you have an older car and you sometimes it's ready to upgrade, this is an idea where you can take an older annuity and upgrade it without any cost to you, without any taxes. It's called rolling it into another one as long as it's better for you. And this has to, you know, pass the lawyers and the insurance commissioner and everywhere else. It has to be a better move for you or it's not going to be approved. So you have nothing to risk by looking at your old contract and finding out if a better one exists. So yeah, fees eating into any type of retirement, any type of vehicle is not a good thing.
Alan, I want to ask you a little bit about your seminars because these are terrific. By the way, for our listeners, these are dinner seminars. Alan holds them at fantastic restaurants right here in the KC Metro, really convenient for you. Get to know Alan a bit, his team. Also meet some other like-minded individuals starting to plan for retirement. Enjoy a great meal. And Alan, I want to find out just a little bit more about what people can expect when they attend one of your dinner workshops. But before that, I want to tell people how to register. Go to Alan's website. It's retirerightkc.com. That's retirerightkc.com. But what do you hope people walk away with when they attend?
Well, I hope people, you know, they get a good meal for sure, but that they see what the value that Retirement Solutions Group and RSG Investments can add to them and why it's important to plan for retirement. It's not just about how much money you're going to make, but what impact that money is going to have and what dollars you're going to use. Making sure you're getting your dollars tax efficient and consistent and keeping up with inflation are so important. And it, you know, rates of return are cyclical. They happen and they change with the market and not necessarily everything you control. And every day we have people come to workshops and then end up scheduling a visit, coming in and talking to us. Some that never even wanted to look at annuity, others that still won't, others that are ready to look at that safety of income in retirement, and we're able to assist people whatever path they want to go down. The idea is to have a team with you and to help you to accomplish your goals. You know, just recently we sat down with a gentleman who has some health issues, and through his annuity, he was able to get long-term care, help with doing some tax planning, even at 52 to get some money out of his IRA, and all that didn't cost him anything, but was able to help his family and his legacy and the churches and charities that he supports in so many different ways. And that just makes me feel good. It makes my team feel good that we're able to have that impact and help people to accomplish their goals in retirement. And we want to do the same for you. So call up and take advantage of our roundtable retirement process. Be one of the next 10 callers at 913-685-9422. The number is 913-685-9422. This roundtable retirement process is completely customized to you. There's no cost, there's no obligation, but you got to call now. 913-685-9422.
While annuities are typically purchased for their guaranteed income, there are other reasons people turn to them, and Alan explains those up next.
This is Retire Right with Alan Becker on the Retirement News Network.
Retirement is full of decisions. Decisions you need to make before you actually retire. When should you take Social Security? Are you too heavily invested in the market? Have you saved enough? Join the team from Retirement Solutions Group and RSG Investments as they lead a discussion about these factors and more. All while Retirement Solutions Group treats you to a complimentary dinner at Jay Gilbert's in Overland Park. You pick the date, 6 p.m. on Tuesday, April 3rd or Thursday, April 5th at Jay Gilbert's in Overland Park. Reservations are required, so call 913-286-7116 to reserve your seat today. That's 913-286-7116. Seating is limited, so call now to learn more about these events and how you can attend. Retirement Solutions Group, 913-286-7116 or online at retirerightkc.com. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC. AE Wealth Management, Retirement Solutions Group, and RSG Investments are not affiliated companies.
You're listening to Retire Right with Alan Becker on the Retirement News Network.
Hi, Megan Mozak from the Retirement News Network. I'm joined by Alan Becker of Retirement Solutions Group. If you'd like to sit down with Alan to set a strategy session for your retirement, call today, 913-685-9422. Again, that's 913-685-9422. We're discussing scenarios where annuities are worth considering to help solidify your retirement income strategy. Now, Alan, a lot of people turn to annuities for that guaranteed income they provide, but I know there are some other reasons to potentially include one in your portfolio, so let's talk about that. What's another scenario where it might make sense to use one?
Well, Megan, I was just thinking about Kathy who came in the other day, and she'd been with us for about 6 or 7 months. She had an investment account with us, and she called up, and she was looking at her 401k, And then she was looking at her portfolio with us. Now, her 401k is following the S&P 500. It's very aggressive, like many of them are. She didn't have a lot of options to choose within it. And she was trying to compare apples to oranges, honestly, that we built a portfolio to her. She was up 7% instead of 11% on her 401k and was, you know, trying to weigh out, why am I doing that? And I was explaining to her that, you know, having a volatility controlled portfolio built to your risk tolerance, you're not taking on all the risk, so you're not taking on all the reward. But that's the way you went into it. She said, well, yeah, that's what I wanted. Okay. So it's apples to oranges. Well, then we added in bananas. And what I mean by that is, you know, she didn't like the word annuity. Everybody told her to stay away from them. And, you know, annuities have got to be bad. I said, well, let's just call them bananas. You know, let's just not use the word. If what you want is a guaranteed income stream that you cannot outlive, then you need to look at annuity. And over the last 20 years, I've had people call me up and say, you know, just that. I'm looking for something that's going to give me about 6 to 7% interest. It's guaranteed. I'm never going to run out. It's going to pay me for the rest of my life, but I don't want an annuity. And I just look at them and go, well, you just defined an annuity and that's the only vehicle that does what you want. But they're just blocked on that word. So it's very important to understand what you want to accomplish and figure out what tool does that. That would, you know, you got to be open to using the right vehicle to accomplish your goals. Some of the things that we look at, I mean, if you want to protect your retirement income from risks like long-term care, inflation, you know, an annuity might be right for you. And that's what ended up happening is this client, she decided that it wasn't, you know, she didn't want that market risk. What she really wanted was the consistent income that the annuity would provide, or should I say banana. But once we got past the word and she was able to focus on the benefits, it was absolutely what she wanted. And I think that's probably true to a lot of our listeners is they got to get away from the word that we're talking about and talk about the benefits and the solutions so they can accomplish their goals in retirement. Long-term care is so important, and so many people would like to have a solution to long-term care without picking up the expense of a long-term care policy. But at the same time, they want guaranteed income in retirement. So why not kill two birds with one stone, right? So an annuity, a lot of times, will have an income doubler, which will pay twice as much. Sometimes it's limited to like 5 years, but you know, if you're going to buy a long-term care policy, you're probably buying a 3 to 5 year plan anyway. So it gives you that protection where you're just spending your own money a little faster potentially, but at least you know that you have some added, you know, income when you need it for help, when you need help with two activities of daily living, but you don't have to qualify for it necessarily. So that's a great feature. The other side is there's a lot of annuities today, especially one that we like to use, that every time there's an increase in the market, it gives you an increase in your income. Matter of fact, there's even annuities that provide bonuses up front, 5, 10, even 15%. I've seen even some paying 20 that will, you know, you give them 100,000, they start you with 120 or 115 or 110, depends on what offering's out, what product. But, you know, when you come to an insurance brokerage, like the retirement solution side of RSG Investments, then that's what you're getting. Somebody that goes out, shops, figures out, and explains why they're recommending one annuity over another, okay? Then you can have a product or a solution that's going to pay you when you run out of money. Think about that. You run out of money, but you're still getting income for the rest of your life. And with the product I'm thinking of right now, even though you may not have any money in the account, it's still paying your income, and that income is still increasing every time there's a return in the market. Come on, folks, that has got to be worth looking at. A solution that's going to pay you even when the account hits zero. Where else can you do that but utilizing a fixed indexed insurance product? It's a great benefit and another reason to look at it. So long-term care benefits, inflation protection, lots of added benefits on annuities that should not be overlooked. If what we're talking about today is important to you, and what I mean by that is your family important to you? Well, I know it is. Then you need to pick up the phone and come see us. You need to come in and take part of our roundtable retirement process so we can check those beneficiaries. We can give you the answers to the questions about long-term care and health insurance so that we can make sure that your portfolio is the most tax efficient possible. Come be a part of our roundtable retirement process. Yes, we're going to take care of your investments and make sure those are making the returns you want, but we're also going to address your income so you never run out of money. It all starts with a phone call. Give us a call, 913-685-9422. That number again is 913-685-9422. I look forward to seeing you in the office real soon, 913-685-9422.
Alan's website. Go to retirerightkc.com for more information. That's retirerightkc.com. Alan, when you're working with a couple and they both seem to have really different financial objectives, how do you help them develop a comprehensive plan that addresses everyone's concerns?
Are you talking about the part of my job that is marriage counseling?
I was, because I know you wear two hats.
I do. That you would be surprised, I think. But yes, they say opposites attract. And a lot of times people only argue about a couple things ultimately, and one of them is money. So, we do have the joy of having that conversation with people. But it's really about setting things up where everybody's understanding and happy. And, as a man, I've learned that you can be right or you can be happy. And happy wife means happy life. So a lot of times us men will do things for our spouses to make sure that they're comfortable and vice versa, right, in retirement. Because, statistics, the truth is that women typically outlive men. Not all the time, but it happens quite often. And what we want to make sure of is that whoever we leave behind, female leaving back husband leaving back spouse, doesn't matter. We want to make sure that income is going to be there for the rest of their lives, whichever direction it goes, right? So setting up a financial plan is just doing that. We want to make sure that your 401k or your spouse's 401k is appropriately managed based on what you want. But ultimately, the plan is the income in retirement needs to be there so both of you are comfortable. Because you both have the same concerns, whether you have the same risk tolerance or not. That may be different, meaning, you both want to know that if something happens with long-term care, that the money's there and the spouse in the care isn't going to spend all of the resources for you when you're left without them potentially. You want to know that you're going to, where the money's coming from to take those vacations or to supplement your hobbies in retirement or whatever it is that you want to accomplish. By seeing us here at Retirement Solutions Group, we're going to help give you the answers to those hard questions. We're going to help you figure out how you can get not only to retirement, but through retirement. And that's what's missing from a lot of people who are working with financial people. All they're doing is talking about rates of return. But, there's a lot more to money than just how much am I going to make? What's it going to do for you? I mean, the pain of losing $200,000 versus the joy of earning $200,000 are completely different, especially for a lot of our listeners that may have made $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 all their lives, but they've saved. And, nobody wants to have it taken from them because something they can't control. I mean, I love the president, but you know what? If he tweets the wrong thing at the wrong time, it could affect your retirement. Going to war with, some dictatorship that wants to push up against the United States. There's just so many conflicts out there. There's so many things that can affect our retirement. And we need to make sure that some of it's, somewhat bulletproof, protected from the downside. That's what we do here at Retirement Solutions Group. And that's one of the big beauties of an annuity. But in your own household, got to make sure that you have a plan, not just do things separately, because then they're not congruent. Even if you've made it work this long that you're going to retire with your spouse, I think we can make the money work through retirement. We just have to have that compromise. So it's just another reason to come see a professional, come see an expert that understands the differences that happen inside a house. I mean, I know men are from Mars and women are from Venus or the reverse, but the point is we're not the same, but we have to make it work and that money has to last, right?
Alan, you're right. Your money does have to last. And on our show today, we've been talking about scenarios where you might use an annuity to help you do just that. So do you recommend new clients just at least try to be open to some of these ideas, these strategies or smart financial tools you've been sharing?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if you're just doing the same thing to get the same results or hoping for different results, I mean, it's almost the definition of insanity, right? You have to go in looking for new ideas. And what's the point of working with a financial advisor if you're not open to some ideas, some in the box, some outside the box? But the key to a financial professional is understanding, do they have your best interest at heart? Are they explaining why they're making the recommendations? Are you seeing eye to eye with them? And is it getting you the results you want? So, if you knew everything, you wouldn't need a financial planner, right? The whole idea of the planner in this case myself, is to answer those questions and explain the differences and the what's, the whys, and the when. So yeah, you got to be open to new ideas. And we hope that you are. So after 20 years in the industry and managing millions upon millions of dollars for our clients, we have found that we have a system that helps people get to and through retirement. That system is called the Roundtable Retirement Process. We encourage you, I'm inviting you in, be one of the first 10 callers on today's show, and come in and see us. Let's get your numbers, your situation, your solutions. Let's put you through this Roundtable Retirement Process. Find out if an annuity is right for you. Let's find out what is right for you. That number is 913-685-9422. 913-685-9422.
It never hurts to get a second opinion on your retirement plan. 913-685-9422. You've been listening to Retire Right with Alan Becker on the Retirement News Network.
Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC. Retirement Solutions Group is an independent financial services firm that helps people create retirement strategies using a variety of insurance and investment products. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to safety, security, or guaranteed lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Retirement Solutions Group is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation. We are not affiliated with the U.S. government or any governmental agency.
The preceding program was sponsored by Retirement Solutions Group.